The divide appears to be growing between the federal government and experts over how to combat climate change and deal with the growing bushfire threat. Scott Morrison says hazard reduction is as important as emissions reduction, and maybe more so, he says, because it has a direct practical impact on public safety. The Prime Minister has suggested a national hazard reduction burn system and the naming and shaming of states that don't comply, but that's now being panned by former fire chiefs and scientists. Gavin Coote reports.
Tom Beer predicted worse bushfire conditions under a changing climate more than 30 years ago. The now retired CSIRO researcher first sounded the warning in a 1987 study.
What is really, really scary is how bad the 2019 fires have been, and yet the predictions we made in 1987 are saying, well, hold on, unless something really changes, it's going to get worse, it's not going to get better.
The federal government is now considering a royal commission as part of its response to the bushfire disaster. But unlike Tom Beer, Prime Minister Scott Morrison isn't so keen to talk further cuts to greenhouse gas emissions. Encouraged by his interviewer Peter Credlin on Sky News, he was wanting to focus elsewhere.
And hazard reduction is as important as emissions reduction, and many would argue, I think, even more so, because it has an even more direct practical impact on the safety of a person going into a bushfire season.
The Prime Minister has flagged the idea of introducing a national system to track and monitor hazard reduction burns across states and territories, something New South Wales Deputy Premier John Barilaro has shared enthusiasm for.
We have these arbitrary targets. Who set them up? Probably our own agencies who are actually ideologically opposed to hazard reduction. And therefore, if we have a national approach, standards across every state, takes it out of the hands of individual agencies, let alone states.
But others aren't so supportive of a national hazard reduction system. ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr thinks the Army could play a role in land clearing and fuel reduction.
This is a problem that every jurisdiction is going to face. Naming and shaming will not be the answer. It will be practical ways to get in and get the work done in a safe way.
But looking for simple ways to tackle a complex problem is something a group of ex-emergency chiefs see as unhelpful. Lee Johnson is a former Queensland Fire and Emergency Commissioner and a member of Emergency Leaders for Climate Action.
Hazard reduction in itself, whilst is a valuable tool, is not the answer. And I'm afraid that to build up people's hopes to think that more hazard reduction burning is going to solve all our problems, it's just not correct.
Another man on the world stage keen to steer the focus away from emissions reduction is Donald Trump. He's in Davos, talking up a pledge for the United States to be part of a trillion tree program.
To embrace the possibilities of tomorrow, we must reject the perennial prophets of doom.
That message was in stark contrast to another big name at the Swiss resort, the young climate activist Greta Thunberg.
Planting trees is good, of course, but it's nowhere near enough of what is needed, and it cannot replace real mitigation.
And retired CSIRO scientist Tom Beer thinks planting more trees is a perfectly acceptable way of cutting greenhouse emissions. But it won't mean all that much under worsening fire conditions.
Now, if that shortening of the interval between major catastrophic fires continues, that means we're likely to be having them every few years, in which case you burn down the trees about as fast as you can plant them.
Retired CSIRO scientist Tom Beer speaking with Gavin Coote.